sound of the weekend. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntulandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Department of Immigration secures convictions and a race against illegal immigration across Zambia. Zambian organizations highlight challenges facing girls as they commemorate International Day of the Girl Child. And in global news, Hamas recalls fighters amid fears of internal violence in Gaza as Israelis await hostages' release. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM Main News. The Department of Immigration has announced a series of convictions and arrests as part of its continued operations against illegal immigration across Zambia. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Ishinka says on 9th October, a Burundian national was convicted in Chongwe for concealing his identity and staying in the country unlawfully, saying he was caught earlier on 3rd October in Rufunsa district while trying to get a Zambian national registration card through dishonest means. Mr. Ishinka says in a separate case, a Malawian woman was convicted in Kapirimposhi on 7th October for similar offences, who had entered Zambia in January but later used false details to obtain a Zambian ID. He says the woman in question has paid a fine and has since been removed from the country. Meanwhile, Mr. Nshinka says on 9th October, immigration officers in Chipungu arrested 11 Congolese nationals during a cleanup operation in border villages, who later were found without valid documents and are now in detention awaiting charges. Mr. Nshinka says these actions are part of efforts to enforce immigration laws and stop illegal entry and stay in the country. Various organizations have joined the world in commemorating the International Day of the Girl Child, which falls today under the theme, The Girl I Am, The Change I Lead, Girls on the Frontline of Crisis. The Zambian National Education Coalition, ZANEC, notes with delight that girls in the country continue to show leadership in education, climate justice and community development. ZANEC Executive Director George Hamusunga has, however, raised concerns over early marriages, teenage pregnancies and limited access to quality education, especially in rural areas.
As ZANEC, we recognize the girls in Zambia continue to show courage and innovation as they champion education, climate justice and social inclusion. However, many still face systemic barriers such as early marriages, teen pregnancies, gender-based violence and limited access to quality education, particularly in rural and marginalized communities. These challenges continue to undermine the full realization of girls' rights and opportunities. While ZANEC commends government efforts such as the free education policy, the reentry policy, and the continued recruitment of teachers, we call for stronger implementation and targeted investments that make education safe, inclusive, and gender responsive.
Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, Faweza Director Costin Kanchele, says girls are overcoming challenges through education and innovation, highlighting that his organization is providing bursaries, mentorship and life skills to help vulnerable girls, especially in science and technology fields.
Over the years, the International Day of the Girl Child has become more than just a day of recognition. It is a call for action. It serves as a global platform to celebrate girls as powerful agents of change and to amplify their voices on issues that directly affect their lives, from access to education and health care to ending child marriage, gender-based violence, and harmful social norms.
Meanwhile, Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director Nsoma Kenz has highlighted the impact of climate change and pollution on girls, particularly in mining communities, citing shortages, poor sanitation and exposure to toxic waste as challenges affecting girls' health and education, needing stricter environmental protection measures and stronger child safeguarding policies. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has officially launched the implementation of 41 new compulsory standards aimed at strengthening consumer protection and product safety across various sectors of the economy. Speaking during the official launch last evening, ZICSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga said that this marks a significant step forward in the country's efforts to ensure that goods on the market meet minimum safety and quality benchmarks. He said the move is the result of 3 years of consultation with stakeholders from both the public and private sectors, adding that the new standards cover a wide range of products, including solar equipment, packaging materials, construction materials, food items, beverages such as energy drinks and table wines, as well as engine oils and fish products. Mr. Chizinga explains that when ZICSA began operations in 2018, it only enforced compulsory standards on 60 products, but that the number increased to 61 in 2020 and now stands at 102 following the declaration of the 41 additional standards through Statutory Instrument No. 20 of 2025 issued in May.
The number of products covered by compulsory standards has increased from 61 in 2024 to 102 this year. The new compulsory standards cover solar products, packaging materials, some construction materials, more food products, energy drinks, table wine, fish and fish products, engine oils and tomato products, among other products. These 41 new compulsory standards will undoubtedly enhance the safety of products across multiple sectors of our economy.
Meanwhile, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga emphasized that the newly introduced standards are crucial in ensuring the safety and quality of products on the Zambian market, especially in light of increasing reports of faulty goods such as solar panels and beverages.
We have seen people get some beverages, wine, with water, normal drinks. Little do we suspect that those are counterfeits. We get only to see the effects of such products after a long time. It is for this cause that the government, through the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, technocrats have come up with an idea, have come up with a means and way to protect the Zambian public from bringing in counterfeit products. We need value for our money. We need the right products to arrive inland.
Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says a 62-year-old man has died after being attacked by an elephant in Nyimba District. Mr. Mwemba says the incident happened in the morning of October 10th in the Petauke West Game Management Area near Mopani under Chief Mwape. He says the victim, identified as John Mwanza of Sinkanda Village, was found with multiple injuries after going missing the previous day, after he had left his fishing camp on October 9th and did not return. Mr. Mwemba says police visited the scene and confirmed the presence of elephant footprints, adding that no foul play is suspected. He says the family has been advised to bury the body. In a related development, Mr. Mwemba says that two Malawan nationals have been arrested in connection with a case of aggravated robbery in Chipangali District. He says the incident happened on October 10th in Kaulembe area around 18 hours. Mr. Mwemba says 24-year-old